Ooh, Latrice, are you ready for another roast?
What are we roasting? We doing prime rib, turkey, ham, what?
No. We roast in Brooklyn Heights, which is a lot of meat. That's a lot of meat, girl. That's a lot of white meat.
Just chicken breath, honey. Boneless chicken breath.
Chicken cutlets.
Woo! Well, I can't wait. This ought to be really funny or not.
Yeah. And today on the podcast, we have a special guest joining us to tell us about her experience on the show. So stick around.
Stick around. Stay tuned.
Forever Dog.
Vanilla.
Latrice Royale.
I'm feeling extra glamorous tonight.
Giving everything you got, trying to make it to the top. Never ever gonna stop, even if you get the chop, chop, chop.
Girl, you got the chop.
Don't be a bitter bitch. Just make them eat it, honey.
Welcome to the chop with Latrice and Manila.
Who's on top?
And who gets the chop?
Let's chop it up, baby, baby. Well, today we have a very special guest with us, hailing from, I don't know what part of... the Canada she's from.
Canada, where are you just from? North.
Just from Canada. Yeah, yeah. She's fresh off the runway, pretty much. But we have the gorgeous, sickening Cynthia Kiss!
Hello-y. Oh my goodness. It's me, Samantha Kiss.
Not Samantha Kiss.
Latrice, if I didn't love you so much, I would be roasting you just about that. It's another basic white girl name. How dare you? How dare you get it twisted?
Well, tell us, Sally Kiss. Sandra Kiss. Tell us. No, Cynthia Kiss.
Oh my God.
I gotta say, first of all, you are phenomenally stunning. Gorgeous. Goddamn, you're gorgeous.
Yeah, you are kind of pretty.
Thank you. Manila,
you are
very
pretty.
I feel like we're in that same category. Like, anytime I'd see you on the TV, I was like, it celebrates your natural features. And then you just, like, lean into that. And, like, it's that fun realm with, like, contouring and just the makeup tricks. And I've always looked at your makeup as huge inspiration. So thank you for saying that.
Oh, my God.
No, of course. Right.
Well, and unlearn all of it because I was doing it all wrong, I found out.
No, you weren't. And even after, you know what I mean? Like, makeup trends come and go. Like, some of the stuff we're doing now, it's just like, quite honestly, it's like makeup trends, you know? Like, new things here, new things there. Like, and then Latrice is just doing what Latrice does, you know?
Wow.
I'm kidding. That was because of the Samantha Kiss comment.
Is that for the Samantha Kiss? Or was that for your Rachel Zell? Oh!
I don't. Oh my God, can we talk about the fact that LaGonja literally did Rachel and I was like, what am I doing? Why am I doing this again? Like, what if this goes so poorly like her turn? But I was like, Brad's here. This is going to be too funny. I can't not do it. So I
at least you had somebody to play off of. You had Brad to play off with. LaGonja did not.
No.
But did you know that Brad was going to be the guest for that?
I did. Yeah. So there was like... I pivoted my character because I thought it just would be so funny knowing that their relationship is kind of not great anymore. Yeah. And it just, I liked flipping the script. It was fun seeing a judge kind of be in the hot seat. It's like, now you see how it feels.
Exactly. And it paid now off. You know what's up. It was a really big risk. It was a really big risk for sure. Definitely.
That's the thing with Drag Race. Go big or go home. Go big or go
it's
home.
It's true. Yeah. And sometimes you go big and you go home. Yeah. That's what
Oh my
it
God.
It just goes that way.
Yeah.
The other thing that I was in love with you was when you did the clown musical.
Thank
the
you.
The Rusical, I'm sorry.
You guys were so good. Sweet. I listened to that episode you recapped because I wanted to hear everyone's thoughts about me as a narcissist. And no, you were so sweet. That was a really special moment for me. Like, I think on the show, it didn't emphasize how, like, little singing I've done outside of the competition. Like, there were points where I felt like Brooklyn was like, yeah, yeah, she sings. I'm like, but I've not sung in, like, years. It was actually very vulnerable to do. So to get the feedback that I did, it's been so heartwarming. Like, honestly, I have to make music. Like, it's definitely on the docket. Like, it was so cool.
Good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How awesome.
Yeah, so we love making drag queen music, and the kids love listening to it. And if you have a good voice, it makes it so much easier.
Shit, better. You might actually sell something.
Exactly. Yeah, you might even get a couple downloads on Spotify, girl.
Come on, downloads.
whoa. You know, so you were in, so you were like part of like the trio. It was you, yeah. Kendall, Gender, and Geometric.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, tell us about your pack.
Now, is this like a girl group that you guys did before, or is this what you just called each other? Because
we were like 100% a group. And so it got to a point where we did our own solo gigs and things, but we really wanted to focus on the girl group. We had like a Thursday night slot where essentially like we'd roll out like new choreographed numbers. We'd have like looks. We'd have like kind of micro tours like around Vancouver and, you know, the tri-state area. And essentially, cool. We worked really hard on that. Like, at the time, there wasn't even Canada's Drag Race. So it was just like, how do you break through the noise? Like, how do you essentially, like, get the whole country watching? And it was hilarious to see, like, it really pay off. You know what they say about cliques? It really works on Drag Race. Everybody loves cliques.
Yes, exactly. Especially when they have to lip sync against each other. Oh my god, girly. So what? You guys break up eventually, or are you just like eventually like?
So what I can only imagine was,
Well,
kind of like you. I remember like you used to be like a graphic designer full time, like corporate, if I'm not mistaken, Manila. Is that true, or am I making that up?
Yes.
Okay, so like eons ago, like before I was working full time, I was a color designer at like a sportswear brand. It was very like full on. I absolutely loved it. There was nothing like Canada's Drag Race out there. And so at the time, I just was like burning the candle both ends of the stick. And being in a girl group is different than just doing your own drag. It was like being part of a band. And so I was kind of burning out. So essentially I took a knee and just basically said like, hey, I'm not done with drag, but I do have to like walk away from this group because I can't commit. I can't commit how hard all of you girls are working. Like Kendall's work ethic is fucking amazing. It's so inspiring, but then stars align. You know what I mean? The pandemic hit, I lost that job. And I was like, I just was like, okay, maybe like, let's rejig, let's look back at what works. And Cynthia, you know, she's my meal ticket.
Work. And And now you can
see. Oh my gosh, so many queens were so annoyed. They're like, oh my God, you just came back for Drag Race. And I was like, hey girl, I mean, we all auditioned.
Well, hello, bitch, right.
Exactly. We're bitch, like, smart.
And it worked.
There was nowhere else to perform. Like, I mean, come on.
I know. You know? Yeah.
Well, it was really interesting for sure to see your dynamic and to see how actually like how much of friends you were. And like, I felt like as an audience member, we were playing catch up with your friendship, but you could really see that you guys are really like truly friends.
Yeah, here for sure.
And then it was like, and it was cool to see like people go through this competition together in a way. And I know like having entered the competition with Latrice again, having already established our friendship and, you know, a partnership in a way, like it was so nice to have someone there that you could trust. Because it's a stressful environment. And if you don't have anyone else, it's like, you know, you spend the first few episodes trying to find someone that you can trust, you know?
100%. It's a game, right? It's a competition. So in some ways, I think that's where I got really lucky because the personality you see on TV, like that's me when I'm in company that I'm very comfortable with. And a huge part of that was because of the girls. Like I got to just be this really bubbly, funny, comfortable self that might have taken, like you said, Manila, a couple episodes to warm up. And we saw, I didn't have all of them. I wasn't there the whole season. So I'm glad I got in.
There's still some girls that I kind of don't have, like that aren't like really as comfortable as some of the other girls. Like, I mean, I feel like Adriana's kind of still a little quiet, even Pythia, you know, until they hit, until they turn the corner on the runway. Yeah. Like sometimes you can see that they're just a little bit more like, let me just keep my mouth shut.
They turn it on. Totally.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Well, it's cool. Well, can we talk about your ugly outfit, please? Your, or your non-ugly outfit?
My non-ugly outfit.
Girl. Looking gorgeous.
Okay, okay. This was one of those moments that, like, you know when you start one place creatively and it just, like, keeps evolving? And sometimes that can be a beautiful thing. You know what I mean? Like, you start one place, your inspiration takes you somewhere you didn't see going. The only problem was it's a runway brief. And when I literally had put everything on one final time, that was like in the lineup for the runway. And I'm looking at myself and I'm like, this is just too gorgeous. Like, I don't understand what I'm doing right now. Like, this is insane. Literally, I thought I was going for like tacky, like ugly tacky, but it's the irony,
like,
is
maybe this is like, maybe this is on Anna Nicole Smith's like bed, you know?
Yeah. Like, I wish, you know what I wish I had done? I wish I had flipped my circus look and that circle look, like done that. Because had I worn that dumb clown poncho during Ugly as Sin, that would have been way more sense. Sin, girl. Because that one was disgusting. And that was everyone's first like exposure to my runways. And everyone just decided, like, I'm bad at runways. And I was like, no, girl, there's some cute ones. There's some cute ones in there. But yeah, so that's my one coulda, shoulda, woulda with the season, is if I could have just switched those guys, a little Uno reverse card.
You're really beautiful. Short hair and all the thing. I'm like, that is not the brief, girl.
She's so gorgeous. She doesn't even know what ugly even is.
I can't do it.
I tried. I really tried, guys. Yeah.
Yeah, it's exactly like that. Like, I tried to be ugly. I can't. I guess I'm not. I guess you have to send me home.
Yeah. Sorry, Brooke. Sorry, Brad. You know, that's the way the brookie cookie crumbles, you know? Sometimes, like, you get ready for that show so quickly. Like, my wig guy, Sean, he did such a great job protecting all the wigs and packaging them up that I didn't undo anything until I was there. So there was this point where, like, my final head-to-toe kind of check on these ensembles was, like I said, right before we hit the main stage. So there were times where it was just like, oh, okay, like, this is how it turned out. I feel great. And then this week, it was just like, oh, I look great. I shouldn't look great right now.
I'm supposed to not look. The one time I'm not supposed to look great. Fuck.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But, you know.
Well, you are a beauty. And
you're talented.
And, you know. It wouldn't be fair to the rest of the queens if you stayed any longer. We gotta see you lip sync a lot, though, girl. And I gotta say, you are also a very good lip syncer.
Thank you, my little spins. Spinthia kiss.
Spinthia. Yeah.
But thank you, lovey. That's super cool of you to say. I think that was the thing. When I was in the bottom, it was like, okay, this is scary, but it's also a chance to showcase...
That's how I do.
This is what I do.
Baby, that's how the bookings come. That's how people know that you're going to come and slay at the club. Yep. And yes. So
100.
Sometimes being in the bottom is just a free advertisement.
Amen. Free marketing. Yeah. Free marketing. Yeah.
And honestly, you did a fantastic job when you got sent home as well. They just edited all that part out. They seriously did, though, girl. I'm not gonna lie to you. Like, I know that there was more because I kept watching Kendall being like, well, what's Cynthia up to over there? Because I know she's a great performer. And so, it was your time. You had to go. They just could not anymore with you. You were just
too funny, too pretty, too good at the game.
Too talented.
Brooklyn was threatened. Brooklyn was like, wait, blonde and funny and can sing? I don't know.
And we have a roast. And we have a roast coming up next week. Yeah, out of here. Get her out of here.
Okay, okay. This week's episode. I was a little moated. There was a point where I just was like, okay, the way it all went down, and there was a roast. I was like, okay, that was a hard one to watch. I really felt like there was a little more for me to give, but that's what All Stars is for.
I bet.
Well, girl, they got me too. Like, they sent me home right before the roast, too. And then everybody was horrible. And so Manila and who? Monet were in the top that week?
Yeah, I won the roast. I was so fucking scared of that roast because I tried roasting and it doesn't work out usually. I tried trying to be funny.
Just and write saying. Jokes and,
yeah, just so saying. You know it well. Mm-hmm. But yeah. Yes. No, it's all good. No, but it was weird to see Kimora kind of tap out. That was the one thing where I was like, okay, why didn't you do that last week? You know what I mean?
Has something to prove, yeah.
No, for sure. I think it's a pressure cooker. It was just one of those things. I guess she kind of just like hit some sort of like creative block. It happens, you know?
Well, when you feel like you're not, your best is not good enough, you're just like, well, then what am I doing? You know,
yeah.
it weighs down on you, and I get it. It's just like, okay, you know what? I am sick of forking me. I'm done, bitch. Like,
yeah. Totally.
Like, ready.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She was so roasted.
Roasted.
Roasted, darling. Absolutely roasted.
Oh, my God. Okay, so why don't we take a quick break? Then we come back and get into this episode.
Word.
We are back with Samantha Kiss. I'm Susie Kiss.
Sarah. Sandra.
Swiss Miss.
It's
Sandra Kiss.
Synthetic wig kiss.
Oh my God, clocked. All these kids and their human hair, I can't.
Girl, I can't
thought I
afford.
Could, honey, but I can't. Yeah, exactly.
No, I can't do the curling and the brushing and the constant shampooing. That's why I
Who
go synthetic all the way.
Yeah,
oh, yeah, no, just, oh, I guess, yeah. Okay, so we have a mini challenge. It's like the fashion police. Brad's kind of just basically like warming up the girls, getting them ready to read each other for the roast. It's
totally
the fashion police.
Police.
What do we think of this?
I thought it was cute. Mini challenge? I love the girls getting in there improving. You know what I mean? It's a fun skill to see when people like are basically given no time to script and just see how funny they can
what
be.
I was off the head.
Yeah. I thought standouts for me, Kendall. I mean, she won, so it was cute. Like she got a lot of funny moments in there. And then I always find Isis just really hilarious. She has a fun kind of dry sense of humor. Very dry.
Yeah.
Just Pinot Grigio, just like very dry light. White wine.
Mm-hmm. Rye bread.
Pass the lube, bro. Yeah. Pass the lube, bro.
But I like it. Okay. I think it's kind of fun.
Yeah, actually, and this is actually something that you actually, as a drag queen, now that you're on TV, like this is something you can apply in real life because you 100. Will be put on the spot in TV setting and you will be asked to give your opinion on things.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
and you already have opinions because you watched all these girls walk down the runway looking like they do.
Exactly.
Uh huh.
But you got to speak in sound bites. You got to make them funny. You know, there's an art to it in a way.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
Kendall Jenner wins. She wins $2,500, a cash tip courtesy of the men's room.
Oh, what's that? Yeah. Men's room.
I don't know. They're all ladies, aren't they? I don't know what they would do with all that money from it, but okay.
My favorite is all the Canadian references, and you two are like, who dat?
Who are you? What's the men's room?
Yeah. Or Latrice, the Canada.
The Canada.
Shoppers Drug Mart, what is that? You girls need me on. You girls need me on every week. I'll translate. I'll give you the, you know, the local.
Yeah, that's what we be missing the references and things. I'm like,
don't worry. I got you, girl. I got you, girl. I'm just a text away.
All right. Okay, so we have a maxi challenge. This makes me really nervous. A roast of Brooklyn Heights.
Why nervous?
This makes me so fucking nervous. Like, this is, like, almost...
triggering?
Harder. I feel like this is almost harder than roasting RuPaul.
Yeah.
No! I think RuPaul's hard to roast. I mean, she's not. I have a lot of things I could say about her. But... I thought Brooklyn is such an easy target. There's so much material that you can use for her. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's just, I guess
does
so.
She like, but the thing is, I feel like, does Brooke like to laugh at herself? That's the one part that I think you're touching on, Manila.
That's the thing about it. Yeah, it's like, because you always see RuPaul like shooting the shit with Michelle. And you 100%. Can see that.
Yeah.
And so you can kind of know like how far Michelle can go is like how far you can go with her. You
Amen.
Know, but not with Brooke. Not with Brooklyn, because she is so like pulled and poised,
yes.
put together.
Yeah, yeah,
she's,
yeah.
That's mm-hmm. that ballerina classical training she has, where she
used it against her. Yeah, yep. all of that.
all of that.
Exactly my point.
Flip the script.
All of
flip that shit. Yeah.
oh my goodness. And you also want to like avoid the low hanging fruit. Like we say, there's lots of material. But I felt like everyone went in on the, like, cosmetic surgery. And by, like, the 10th joke, you're just like, okay, like, come up with something a little fresher. Like, there's other things about Brooke that you can make fun of. Like, the lace front eyebrows. Like, the funky music. Like, you know what I mean? There's things that you can kind of chip you away know. At. Yeah, I know. That's why I was like, why can't I be there?
Because you had some shit to say.
I had some shit.
Get out of here. I will take 100 bad jokes about bad Botox before I'll actually hear what Cynthia Kiss has to say about my... Yeah, I mean, I went in her last, on the last episode of the podcast, when I called her wigs, like, small. Like, this wig was even smaller. It was like, it was almost like, and it had the sparkles on it. It was like almost like an advertisement to please make fun of how small my wig has gotten today. Any smaller and it would be concave on her head. You know what I mean?
A fruit bowl.
It would be a fruit bowl. Yes, sure. Yeah, we got kind of bored with the Botox and filler jokes. Especially because her face looks so good and it actually
That's what
look
I'm
like
thinking.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought Kendall did a great job of writing jokes around that, you know what I mean? Or not around the cosmetic surgery. She kind of avoided that particular topic. And that's almost what I felt was so fresh about her set. She went first. So we technically weren't bored of those jokes. But like, even in the reading challenge, I already kind of like poked fun of it. It had been like a joke on set. Like even in the season trailers, Brooklyn's acknowledging it first. So it felt like material we'd already kind of heard, you know? So yeah, I thought Kendall did a great job. Who else did we like?
Oh, who else would we like? I thought Isis was so good until she ran out of time, bitch.
She's, I know.
This was hers to lose, and she lost. But, like, she was giving Kendall B-run for her money up until she ran out of time.
She should have never acknowledged that producer, and she should have just let all of her jokes go.
And just kept it going.
You should have been like, and they could have been like, oh, you went over time. And you'd be like, okay, well... I'm just making it for the lost jokes from the other queens.
Exactly. Exactly.
And then that way, at least you could have like gotten your things. They're going to edit it down to less than whatever.
Any which way.
So,
like, yeah.
If
you don't
you're
know about
out there slaying, then keep on going, baby.
Exactly. Like, yeah.
You know? Because there
don't
were some
acknowledge
girls
it,
just,
and then it didn't happen.
Yeah. But they did. She did acknowledge it.
I know. She's like, oh, we're going over time. We're doing it. You know, she did give it that second. But that's good strategy.
Yeah. Like, oh, like right before I'm going to go in on Brooklyn Heights with the same freaking cosmetic surgery jokes. Mm-hmm. Oh, I ran out of time. Oh, okay. Well, free pass for you, Brooklyn. You know? Mm.
But no, well, I thought those two did great.
Well, your sister and group member, Gia.
Gia.
Baby. Mm. Poor Gia.
Oop.
Oh, God, Gia.
And a oop.
Girl.
It wasn't the one, the two, or the three. It was a little cringy. It was a little cringe. I love her. Okay. I love her. I love her look.
This little outfit is so cute. This little red and white, little roses, little situation, this little floral moment is cute. But, baby, where are the jokes?
Where are the jokes? I can't find them.
It was just basically like a Grindr profile. She's like, I like dicks. She was advertising. In my mouth. She's like, I'm a whore. Put two here, two there. It hurts my throat, but I'll just keep on taking it. I was like, girl, what?
It was as though she didn't know where she was and what she was doing.
I understand, though, when you do a roast, first you shit on yourself so that everyone knows that, you know,
you can laugh at yourself, all in jest.
Yeah. I can laugh at myself. So let me just point out some flaws about myself so that I can now point out flaws at you. But yeah, it just went on for too long. But maybe that's because, you know, she knows herself the most. And she was trying to... She had mentioned that she wasn't comfortable, like, making fun of people because she was trying to be a good person.
I think she is. I think she's comfortable making fun of people. I just don't know if she loves it being televised.
Different.
She says in the mirror every morning in the hotel, like... An affirmation, like, be nice to people. You don't want to look like a cunt on TV. So just be nice.
Just be nice.
Just be nice.
But here's the thing. With comedy, you girls know this. Like, with comedy, you can say some pretty spicy things. But if it's rounded with a joke, that's, like, the perfect combination. You kind of read the room. You said what we were all thinking. And then we're laughing at the end of it. That is the secret sauce. So for Gia, it's like, don't be afraid to be mean. Just make sure.
As long as you make it funny.
Just make it funny. Like, that's the only part. Like, what she was doing was just kind of here nor there. And, you know, I loved the look, of course. But it just, that's not the challenge. You know, the challenge wasn't, you know, stand up behind a podium and talk. It was make people laugh. Yeah.
Who did make people laugh was our good friend, Pythia. That was just so uncomfortable. Yeah. I didn't like that at all.
I thought
she was going to be at the bottom. I was surprised that she wasn't.
They be loving her runways. I think those are helping her out this season.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's
they are really
true.
Good. They are really good. Like, I was about to last night when I was watching the episode, I was going to read her pink suit, and then the horse legs popped out, and I was like, for the love of Christ, I can't handle her. All of a sudden, she's a businesswoman centaur. Like, what the literal fuck?
Right. So
I was like, you got me, gal. Yeah. You got me this season.
You're right. They did really save it. And that really did save her. Which is actually kind of nice because there's so many times in an episode of Drag Race that I watch and I'm like, okay, so this is, you're putting them in the bottom because of either their look on the runway or how they did in the challenge. And like, sometimes they'll put someone in the bottom who has a bad look, but they did really good in the challenge or they did bad in the challenge. And they have like the most outstanding look that you've ever seen ever on the runway. And they just like look past it because they just want to put you in the bottom.
Yeah.
It's nice to see that they're judging a little more like equally. So
I felt like runways this season, it was almost more like 50-50, whereas past seasons I've watched, it's like the maxi takes the lead on the winning order of the week. You know, that's all Gucci. I'm not Gucci. Triggered or like sad or anything.
Of course not.
I felt bad for Adriana in the beginning, but then she actually found her stride and came up with some really funny jokes. And I was like, oh, thank God. At least it's not our Adriana, you know?
I can't even imagine having to be funny in a second language, a third language. Like, that in and of itself would be so challenging. So the fact that she's able to structure, like, witty, quick jokes to me, like, I tip my wig because you know how it goes. Like, in those high-pressure environments, I feel like the way your brain works the last thing you want to be doing is speaking something other than your native tongue. Do you know what I mean? Like, for her to be speaking in a different language and having to be funny, like, I don't know. I don't speak French. And if someone was like, hey, can you write some comedy in French?
You'd be like,
I'd be like, bonjour, je m'appelle Cynthia. Like, and then it would just be, you know, really not the tea. So I got to respect what she's doing up there, because that takes a lot. Her brain's working double time.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Now, Kimora Amor, she had a really good walkthrough with the comedian in the rehearsal. But the judges really didn't like her set. Yeah. I kind of liked it. Towards the end, it kind of got a little...
But it got aggressive, but it didn't... It wasn't funny. It lacked the finesse of being funny. It just was very aggressive. Like,
I don't... Here's the thing. I don't even remember it. Like, I kind of feel like I forgot it. And she went last. So that really is saying something. Like, I'm trying to think of the jokes, and I'm like, I can't quite recall.
I don't remember the jokes. I just remember she was yelling at us a lot.
Yeah.
So,
well.
Well, she was angry.
She looked good, though. She did look good.
She looked good. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, she was an angry black woman at this point. The runway theme is Dungeons and Drag Queens. And
so let's take a break.
We'll can come and look at these looks.
Look at these looks, because there's a lot of looks. And I have a lot to say.
Chop, 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 chop. I know the show structure. I know what's up. You got the chop.
All right, we're back.
And then it's the runway category, Dungeons and Drag Queens. That could mean anything. pretty much up to your own interpretation of what that is. So, up first we have Geometric. And
I love this look that Geometric did.
It's really cool. I loved how hand painted all the petals and all of the print came across. Like, it looked very, very special. I felt like it was the coolest take on the theme. Like, it didn't feel costume. It felt like, I don't know, like high fashion.
It had a lot of like beautiful aspects to it. Lots of detail. Mm-hmm. It was like this petal, like green, like almost like leafy, but also kind of reptilian bodysuit or something. And then her hair was so pretty and sculpted. And then she had that cool eyepiece, like that mask, which was really cool. It was a sickening look. And I mean, if only that could have bled over to her roast.
Oh, baby.
If only her roast could have looked as good.
Hell.
This was sickening, though. Next up, we have Adriana. She is wearing that
Terry Mugler reincarnation moment.
No, question
this is
for
like
you
every
two.
Drag... Well, yeah.
Do you guys, how do you feel about like a pure replica versus like inspiration on the runway like this? Like, because this is like a full on like carbon copy.
Replica, yeah.
Yeah.
I would have been more impressed with an inspirational moment rather than this recreation moment. I mean, it was really done well.
Mm-hmm.
But
it's one of the best versions, recreations of this. The thing about it is, like, every drag queen knows this dress. Every
so
drag queen.
Well, yeah.
It's
and
all
this
on
dress
our
has been around.
Yeah.
This dress has been around since the 90s. Okay.
Yeah,
and
80s.
It's always styled this way. It's only appeared in one fashion show. I actually got to see this in person at the Met Museum in New York City. They did like an exhibit in the Fashion Institute. Fabulous. And I got to see this thing in person. And it was like, I saw it in person. I was like, yes, no drag queen has the money or the time or the skill set to do a recreation of this dress and it be good. Everything just looks like a bad version of the real dress. But this one, I got to say, is like probably the closest it's ever been.
Yeah, for sure.
I know Chad Michaels had something similar to this on All Stars 1. So...
I just like would have even loved, I would have loved like a new color scheme or something. Like, I think you could have had the same structure, the idea, but then just like change the color wheel and that would have been chef's kiss.
Yeah, because it does give you that dragon vibe with the scales or whatever. Yeah, but I mean, if you were going to do if you're going to spend the time and money to make the Terry Mugler dress, then why not just go for the
Terry Mugler dress? Yeah.
It worked, but yeah, it's something we've all seen before and... You know, there's nothing exciting or new about it. You know?
So that's the, yeah.
Okay.
But then up is next is Isis Couture. And I have never seen this. This is fierce. I love this evil queen, red queen situation. This is so well done.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's cool.
Head to toe. Yeah.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Like, I feel like, yeah, it does... It kind of is like, oh, yeah, is this like the Queen of Hearts look that, you know, so many queens have, you know, done their interpretation of? And it is something that's new and different and but still has something familiar about it. So it does kind of really go into this like Dungeons and Drag Queens kind of like, you know, medieval kind of, you know, vibe.
And I love Isis's references. I feel like Isis is a little nerdy. Like, I feel like in some ways she's, like, diving into, like, comic books and, like, they're being... I don't know. I love her repertoire of fashion pulls, like, where she's drawing her inspiration from. It's, like, anime. It's very cool. I feel like when she remixes it with her drag, it becomes very fresh. Like, that headpiece, that collar, the silhouette across the board. I really like it. I didn't see the hands. Wow, look at the gloves. Look at those incredible gloves.
Everything. Yeah.
Yeah. Everything.
It's so good. And she didn't wear a wig either. You know what I mean? And it didn't need it. And it was all the right proportions still.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, which is fantastic. She did a great job. If only she didn't go over time.
Damn.
Bitch. Damn.
That's okay. She's got enough wins.
Up next, Kendall Gender.
Woo.
She looks pretty.
She's in this Grecian goddess-like draped thing with this gold feather bustier and then the coolest braided updo. I don't know what. It's so cool. That wig is so cool.
She even has the gold elf part.
And the gold elf ears I love too.
I'm not obsessed with the dress. I don't know why. I'm finding the gold feather incredible, but then the beige, it kind of is, I'm losing her shape a little bit in it, but the wig is incredible. Like that, from like the gold feather neck up, 10 out of 10.
Yeah, it's the bottom half of the dress that doesn't do it for me. And it's also the color, because it's just either it's too close to her skin tone or not close enough. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like, there's
white. Maybe if it was in a different
color.
White would have been
gorgeous. Oh, yeah, yeah. White any other color. Actually, any other color would have been, the whole thing would have been changed.
What Manila is saying is anything but this.
Any color but this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because the thing about it is, like, if it was a different color, it would have broken up the shape of the dress a lot more. Yeah.
But because it's too close. Along the skin. Yeah,
because it's too close to her skin color, it just didn't, like, lift off enough to, like, contrast the gold, to contrast the blonde and the wig. And it wasn't, and if it was that color, it should have been more dramatic and with more fabric. Like, it should have been, like, a floor-length, like, Grecian gown. Or it should have had a whole long train or something that to kind of give the drama that the color was not giving. But ultimately, like, from the neck up in close-up shots, she was impeccable. I loved everything about the look and the close-up shots.
Agreed.
Agreed.
Kamora Amor.
Maleficent, honey.
Like, this is... I only had one problem, and that was just that... I can't even call it nude, because that is not her skin tone.
yeah.
But what would be nude part... I wish that was actually nude.
Like, yeah.
Do we think that's so is that the sign of a borrowed gown then? Like, it would be for another...
That's the sign of a... If it's not
that's
borrowed...
That's definitely a borrowed gown.
It's yeah. not her color.
It's borrowed. It's borrowed. Because it also didn't fit on her arms, which yeah. would be like...
No, it did not.
If you went and got that as on in the fitting, like, even if you knew that, like, you didn't have enough time to, like, you know, whatever, you could still be like, okay, well, let me figure this out. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's definitely a borrowed gown that she, like, styled, I think. Because, you know, like, the pageant queens, they always borrow each other's gowns. Like, oh, you have a winning gown? Let me borrow that because I'll wear it in this, you know, pageant. It's sweet, and I'll return to you.
You gotta be at least the same skin tone.
I wonder if it was tighter, we would be less bothered. But because it's loose and the wrong shade, it's like... it's double down wrong. You know what I mean? Because you can see, like, the fabric wrinkles and things around the arms, etc. Like, had that been skin tight, maybe we would have allowed it, but it's just too loose. It's giving me, like, loose old lady skin.
It's the wrong color.
I would have even taken, like, I could take black sheer.
That'd been sexy.
That would have been really sexy, you know?
Yeah.
But...
Yeah.
Oh, well, too late. What's done is done.
too late. Then it's Pythia. This was a surprise. She gags me.
Every time.
I didn't. Yeah. She came out and I was like, oh, that's cute. And then all of a sudden I was like, what just happened? She ripped away the skirt. And I'm like, oh, she has like pants on. And then she like. Turning to the side, and she's got full-on centaur legs. Like,
yeah, she came down the runway. She came down the runway looking like me, and then she takes off her coat and makes it actually cool. She went from Cynthia to Pythia.
Such a fantastical,
so cool.
Yeah, I've never seen anything like this on Drag Race. I'm so happy that it's. There, My Little Pony. Oh my god, it's so good. Like, damn.
So cool.
Yeah. Saved her from the roasts.
How does it work? Like, it almost looks like the back legs were like walking. I think I saw like a tiny fishing wire, like leg thing. I want to see that up in person. I want to see how that's constructed. My favorite part is when I don't know how like the pieces are actually constructed. Mm-hmm. Like, I have knowledge of sewing and like. When I can't figure out how it's made, that's a really cool place to be.
I just thought that was her extra set of legs. Like, she's just that weird of a drag queen that it's like, that's just her. Like,
that's just her.
She's been hiding it this whole time.
That was her tuck.
Yeah, that's how, when you untuck, that's what
and
you
her
get.
Tape,
you,
her tape popped, and that's what we got.
Yeah. Woo!
That, like, all in all, I enjoyed that runway for what it was. There were definitely more standouts than not.
I liked all the runway. I liked the concept of the Dungeons and Drag Queens concept. Yeah. And I liked how everyone interpreted it different. So we didn't have any repeats, is great. And I love this runway. Even the worst ones were still fantastic. And if they were in my closet, I would still...
Drama.
But actually, Latrice, going back to... Weiss did say something about you wearing a bodysuit that was not your color. Element Days. Yeah, Element Days celestial goddess look. You were like, oh, if that was in my closet, I'd wear it. I'd just say it was tan.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I would. Even if it would not be different, like, it's supposed to be light-skinned in it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's full body. It's like the full thing. I feel like Kimora's illusions. That's when you're like, oh, this is my arm. This is my, like, torso.
Okay.
It was full body. So I'm with you, Latrice. I think you could wear that.
I could wear it. Okay. I rock the shit out of it. Yeah. Okay. All the things, honey. Yeah.
Okay.
Damn.
Woo!
Well, our maxi challenge winner is Kendall Gender.
Yeah, she won the first mini challenge.
Yay.
She won the mini challenge
and the maxi challenge.
She had a good week. Episode. She had a good week.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I've been waiting for this moment because I knew it was there. Yeah. Based on her confessional, she talks, you know, like she talks a good game. And so I've been like waiting for her to have her moment. And yes, we finally get it. And so I'm so happy for her for this moment. She gets some coin too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
We love a cash prize.
We love a cash prize. Tax free.
Yes, mama. See, that's the one thing y'all know about Canada. That's
baby. Yes. Y'all actually get to keep your shit. What you say is what you say.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So she gets a $2,500.
She wins $3 million.
$2,500 gift certificate and $5,000 in cash, courtesy of Vitaly.
It's like Vitaly.
It's like an accessories brand.
Yeah. Accessory brand. Yeah, they got some cute earrings. So
they have some good stuff.
They have some cute jewelry. Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. But then the bottom two are Geometric and Kimora Amor, which. Yeah.
The song they have to do is Get Down. Who I don't know before four.
It's
is it
like
B4?
Dash
four? What
is it called? So there's three of them. And so B4-4 is the number three.
Oh, stop it.
So it's
stop
kind of
it.
Cheesy.
I will stop it. Stop it. Oh, you're lying.
No, I'm not.
You are lying to me.
I am not
lying.
Are you
for real?
It's a trio. And so literally, like, their name is just literally, like, it's almost like that pun, like, it's just,
God.
It's kind of cheesy. They're like a pop group. Like, they're very spray tanned, like frosted tip ski jump.
We're three.
Yeah.
Girl, I'm through. Yeah. Nice to meet you three. I'm through.
Yeah, exactly.
That's hilarious.
So, like, very cheesy, very weird, but then almost, like, in a fun, esoteric way, funny for a lip sync, in my opinion.
Well, what was not funny and what was fucking weird was Kimora Amor's approach to this lip sync. It was it was so distracting. You know, that shit like that, to me, it infuriates me because I think it's poor sportsmanship, first of all. You do not get in the way of the other queen. You do not interfere with what they're trying to do. If y'all happen to come together and have a moment and y'all make it like a performance moment, but clearly Gia was trying to get the fuck away from her and she kept chasing her. I felt so bad for her. Oh my God, that is annoying. That is the worst possible scenario for lip sync, I thought. And I'm really disappointed in that. So,
it's one of those things. She kind of was going through it and Untucked. We saw that in her.
Yes.
But here's the thing. Then you maybe just stand there and give a lackluster performance. You don't have to get in Geometric's way. You know? Like, this is a showcase for us to dance and show the world what we do. But unfortunately, Gia, once again, didn't really get to, you know, shine in a lip sync in a way.
No.
It's like she won by default, which is a different way to win. You know what I mean?
Correct.
So I really felt for her. She was like actually like trapped in the
she
corner of the stage.
She was trapped in the corner, poor thing. And she had all the feathers and all that bigness coming towards her. Bitch, I would be... Bitch, that's a
it
lot of
like
blackbird.
And it was like the Babadook girl, like all up there, like crawling from the ceiling. It was not cute. Like, I don't know what the fuck. Like, she should have just gone out there and been like, I'm over this. Because she already said that she was over
this. She
just wanted to go. Okay. So give one last good performance. Mm-hmm. And then walk out of there. But
leave.
But hey, you know how it is. We were saying it's a pressure cooker in there. Like, you don't mm-hmm. know how people you're going to react
shit.
Sometime.
She loves the
shit.
Yeah.
Kamora, go find your shit because you've lost that. It. Yeah, she would yeah. not, under normal circumstances, ever be that girl. But yeah, she was that girl. And it was really bad. That was like one of the worst lip syncs I've seen in a while.
Yeah.
Just a double.
Yeah, it would have been better if she just like wore a mask or if she just stood yeah. there, you know, or if she just walked off the stage. Like,
yeah.
or she just sat down. If she wants to protest.
That's what I thought. Like, let's just go flat on the stage.
Take
just,
a
like,
knee.
Lie
bitch. Take a knee.
Yeah, yeah. Take a knee.
Take a knee. Oh my God. Oh my God. How dare you disrespect the lip sync for your life by taking a knee?
Yeah, girl. Protest, honey. Take mm-mm. a knee.
Well, I'm sorry, Kamora Amor left. I don't know what she wrote on the mirror, but I can only imagine that it's just as weird. But girl, like when Amanda Bruegel was like, before we get to the right. who wins, which we already know, what the fuck was that?
Yeah,
yeah.
What was
yeah.
that? Was weird,
right?
And then she was like, yeah. I really fucked up, didn't I? And we're all like, yeah.
Yeah.
Please not stay away. Like, go.
You know it's a rotted lip sync when they have to, like, pause before anything else just to, like, acknowledge how rotted it is. It's just like, yeah. Pourquoi? What's going on here?
Yeah. Oh, well.
Alas.
Well. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. And we're going to talk some more shit because it's going to be, you know, our final draft league. We'll see where we stand.
Well, Latrice, it's time to see where we stand with our official The Chop Drag Race Fantasy League Last Queen standing.
Oh, okay. So, you know, Manila and I both chose six queens at the beginning. And whoever has the winning queen in their Drag Race draft will win Last Queen Standing.
I chose Isis Couture, uh-huh. Kendall Gender, Beth, uh-huh. Kamora Moore. Oh, shit. I thought you picked her.
Beth.
Shit.
Oh, shit.
Beth is the first one to go, girl.
I'm like, oh,
who's
my
Beth?
God.
Just some other random white girl with some basic white girl name that wandered onto the set.
She wasn't supposed to be on the season. She just kind of walked in.
Oh, Jesus. It's been okay, like forever ago. Okay, go ahead.
Yes, the Beth, Kamora Moore, Silky Doll, and Oceana Aqua Black.
Oh,
and
my God.
I win. Latrice will be buying my own merch company headquartered in Canada.
Correct. Cute.
The Headed merchandise, so all the drag queens will be distributing their merchandise through this company that you established for me. And mind you, the laws out there in Canada are very different, so you might have to like hire a lawyer so that that everything's done right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yes. Uh-huh. Well,
who did
I
you choose, Latrice?
I had chosen it Eve 6000, Gia Metric, Susie Kiss, Sophia, Stephanie Prince, and Adriana. And if I win, Manila is going to buy me my own gym brand called Gym Royale, and it's going to be lush and plush. We're going to have, you don't even have to work out. You have hot men. You just sit at the station, and they do the workout for you.
And you spot them just while you watch.
And you spot them, yeah.
And the whole pounds different just experience. Drip off. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just drip off.
And the pounds just drip off. Yeah. Okay. And it's a chain too, right?
There's
going to be multiple locations throughout Southern Florida. Okay. All right. Well, Latrice,
she's a chain. She's a chain.
I'm a chain.
Well, you might be a chain girl because once again, you're back in the lead. Kamora Amor went home.
Oh.
I have two queens left and ooh, you have three.
Oh.
See well, how it works?
I do see how it works. I did not expect it, but I'm glad that it's happening. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This way. Well,
good for me. Uh-huh.
Well. I guess you're going to be slim and trim very soon.
Yes.
And I guess there'll be no merch being distributed throughout all of Canada. Well, thanks a lot, Latrice. No. All these queens are losing out money while you build your fitness empire on my dime.
This is how we do it. But it's time to open up our inbox. It's been a while since we've, you know, been in our deep brown box. So it's bursting at the seams.
Okay.
It's bursting. So why don't we dig on up in there, Manila, and you see what you get.
Hold on. Well, this one has a very nice subject. I don't know how to distinguish emails from each other. This one says, "Hi, ladies. I loved you both on Drag Race, and I thoroughly enjoy your comments on the pod. As a proud French-Canadian, I'd love to help you pronounce Oceana's name, although the bitch is now long gone. So here we go. Instead of Oceana, her name is pronounced O-C-A-N. Oh. Mm-hmm. Why'd you spell it that way? Oceane. O-C-A-N. Instead of Oceana.
Oceane.
Okay.
I was saying Ocean. Yeah, Ocean. I was saying Ocean. I don't know.
See? Well, they said it's Ocean.
Ocean.
What you saying?
Can you see by the dawn's early light? Okay.
And that is that is United States of America and not very Canadian. And I was definitely gonna say, not French
that's
Canadian.
The inspiration behind her name. Star Spangled.
Oh, and it says, by the way, she did the most Canadian thing by not correcting you on her own name during the full duration of our episode. What a sweetheart. Oh, she's so cute. We were calling her Samantha Kiss the whole time.
Girl.
To her face, and she was so polite. Damn.
Okay. Not me. I came in first second on the podcast. You got my name wrong, and I'm going to correct you, and I'm going to talk shit.
Oh. Well, she was actually sparing us. She was like, well, if they're just calling me the wrong Oceana Black, then maybe that's fine. Because, like, if she went in like Cynthia Kiss did and we started calling her Ocean, can you see, Black. Ocean, can you see? Shit. Also, she has vision problems too, right? She told us. So she actually can't. Ocean can't see. Ocean.
A bird in hell. That's
it's
happening.
The roast episode. It's the roast episode. It's okay.
We can't help it.
We can't help Jesus. It. And you're laughing. So it actually, I'm sorry, Ocean Aqua Black. We loved you.
Yeah, she knows it. I still feel the same way I did about them shoes. I still say, if I see them shoes ever, girl. I'm she's burning them.
Even if they're on her feet.
whatever, captain goes down with the ship, bitch. If I see them shoes,
never,
you win them.
I've really never seen a shoe like that.
It was a very distinct shoe.
You shouldn't ever see a shoe like that. That's the whole point, is that you have never and should never. Absolutely. Yeah. There's a reason.
Yeah. And the fact that it was rhinestone drew even more attention to it.
Rhinestone, girl. She used expensive stones on them shoes, girl. I was just like, this is not elevated.
Okay.
Another one, girl. So let me go here and see here. Hi, Latrice Manila. So I was just at the dentist getting my front teeth prepped for veneers. Eek! I was anxious, but they gave me laughing gas and I chose to have Team Latrilla and Othian Aqua Black laughing in my ear for an hour straight.
This
is now a wild and wonderful experience. I couldn't have gotten through it, this dental ordeal, without you. I'm getting my new teeth fitted next week. Please say hello. It'll make my new smile even bigger. Any additional tips to calm the nerves? Smoke weed, girl.
And do the laughing gas. And listen to this episode. Yeah, because then listen to this episode while doing it, because we're going to be talking about you.
See? That's right.
So we love you, Lisa, from Toronto. Yeah.
And thank you for our listeners for reminding us how much we love Océan Aqua Black. God.
And veneers.
And veneers. Damn.
Now, remember, we love your emails, so make sure you send us emails at latricemanila@gmail.com because we may need your help. So if you have any insider tea on all things Canada's Drag Race that we don't know about, send us an email. We might read it on the air.
Cynthia Kiss, you're fantastic. I love you on the show.
Thank you.
But this is what we do every episode. We do our tops and our chops. Each week we highlight our top moments and our chop moments of the week. Our favorite, our least favorite moments of the seventh episode of Canada's Drag Race Season 2, The Roast of Brooklyn Heights. Now, what is your top, Latrice? What's your favorite part of this episode?
Oh, it actually is Isis's Red Queen Dungeons and Dragon runway is actually my of this episode. Yeah, that made me feel something when she bent the corner and I was like, yay, somebody gets it. So yeah, that's mine. I loved it a lot.
What about you, Cynthia? Do you have a top moment from this episode?
Oh, totally. Like, it was when Pythia's look went from like basic to brilliant. Like, I gasped. Like, literally, it when something causes me to like verbally emote, like that's when it gets me. So the roast was hilarious and fun, but a pace we were familiar with. But that runway, it was like the second set of legs. Like, what the fuck?
That's what we all need.
That's what we need.
That in our life.
Mm-hmm. So that was cool.
You can spread them twice as wide.
All fours. Yes, honey.
Yes, honey. Well, my top moment was this moment right after Geometric was doing her little run through with the comedian Judge and Brad. Is when Brad just said, "Oh, and hey, girl, can you wear two legs on your leotard today?"
Oh my god.
Can you think about it? Just two legs? What a concept.
Put two legs on your leotard. Just put two legs in there. I gagged. I was laughing so hard because I was just like, yes, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Good stuff.
Okay, what about our chops?
Oh,
what's
girl,
the chop?
You, I think we all know.
We already know. Kimora's lip sync was the worst thing by far of this moment and any moment that I've seen this season.
Yeah.
Mm.
It was really disturbing and disappointing. So,
I second that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the shot. Because honestly, like, you know, when we do these roast episodes, like, you, they couldn't be really bad and there could be whatever, but like, she just... And she wasn't even that bad in her roast, to be honest. Like, it just was, like, bad placement, bad whatever. Like, we just got fatigued from, like, Brooklyn Heights Botox jokes. And then she just gave up. And then I was just like, no, if you can't give up on us. Especially after everything that she's done in the previous weeks. It's just like, I don't know.
It just was interesting because it almost felt like she didn't give up, but she went into, like, attack mode. Like, the fact that she took Gia down with her,
right,
it didn't feel like she was giving up. It was like her strategy kind of recalibrated, and it was like, I'm gonna just like demolish, I'm gonna ruin this lip sync for both of us. And that to me is a choice, and That's why it's my chop. I didn't like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What Tabitha really Brown says, she says, even if you having a bad day, don't go around messing up nobody else. Is she here?
Mm-hmm.
That's it. If you having a bad day, that's fine. But don't go messing up nobody else's shit. Yeah. So that's the moment and lesson we learned from that. Unfortunate. But that is what it is. So thank y'all so much for listening to The Chop. We have new shows every Tuesday and Thursday.
Make sure you subscribe to our show and then rate and review us on your podcast apps because we like to see how we're doing.
We like all the stars and stuff. Yeah.
We like
stars. And you can send us an email. We might read it on the show next week now that we're starting to go back into our box again. just email LatriceManila@gmail.com.
And you can follow us at Latrice Royale and at Manila Luzon. Cynthia Kiss, where do we follow you?
That's just there. No, joking around for the handle. I don't have the same amount of followers, girl. Don't get it twisted.
Okay, let's get it right. Let's get it right.
At Cynthia Kiss with an S, mama.
Okay,
with S-Y-N. An S. Yeah.
Thea.
Oh my God. But thank you, ladies, for having me. This was so much fun. That's,
thanks for joining us.
That's at Cynthia Kiss. That's SYNTHIAKISS. For 10% off the first month. That's Cynthia Kiss. That's Cynthia Kiss /the chop. So go follow our sister. She's fucking amazing. She's beautiful. And she has no idea what ugly is at all.
She don't know. So, she don't know what ugly is. Even her ugly and is cute. So
can't
know.
Do it, won't do it.
Well, thank you, darling. We love you so much. And we can't wait to see more of you and from you. And can't wait to hear when this music drops. Mama, let us know.
It's happening. It's happening.
I'm saying.
I want to come back on. I want to talk about it. Have me anytime. We'll I will you. Give you we'll all you. The Canadian moments. I'll translate. Mm. I'll figure it out.
She said, I'll figure it out.
She'll figure it out. Even if it's in French. And it's a joke.
One day we'll say OCN's name right.
One day. But not
one
today.
Day. One day.
Well, we'll see you next week to find out
who gets the chop.
Forever Dog.
To listen to The Chop ad-free and one day early, sign up for Forever Dog Plus at foreverdogpodcast.com/plus.
The Chop is produced by Forever Dog and Moguls of Media, a.k.a. Mom.
Hosted by Latrice Royale and Manila Luzon.
Produced by Joseph Shepard.
Editing and sound design by Will Pitts.
Executive produced by Big Dipper, Willem Belli, Alaska Thunderfuck, Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey.
Our theme song is The Chop by Manila Luzon and Latrice Royale.